You know what time it is.
Sling the Biscuit, episode 23, intro song Limp Bizkit, Rollin', reusing it from episode 1. Welcome to the first episode from Europe and North America. Pat Shea portion of the podcast is located somewhere in Massachusetts.
Somewhere.
And then this portion is somewhere in the fields of Sweden, on the west coast somewhere. I still don't know where.
Technology.
But that's okay.
Crazy, crazy stuff. Over the big pond.
Beautiful thing. A couple quick housekeeping notes. As always, just wanted to address the Jimmy Hayes passing. It's been about 10 days since we recorded. We recorded last week's episode well in advance because my travel days. So, Pat, you said you were at the funeral the other day, right? Correct?
Yes, that was yesterday. Yesterday. Yeah. The wake. I was at the wake. It was a long, long line and a lot of current and ex-NHL players there. He seemed to have left his mark in the... I don't know, the community, the hockey community, I guess. But yeah, I didn't know him too well. Just kind of in passing would say hello. My dad knew him pretty well. So that's why I was attending. But yeah, rest in peace. I mean, obviously, I don't think everyone that was talking about him online had nothing but positive things to say about him. So very, yeah. Very cool. Well, in that, but obviously not cool that he passed away.
Yeah, not to get too sad, but I mean, kind of got to suck, like... You got two kids, you got a wife at home, like you pass away at 31, like that's a tough one. That's tough.
Yeah, that's very shitty. And there they had like the slideshow playing and like videos of him with his kids and stuff. It's definitely sad for sure.
Yeah. So rest in peace. Man, that's a sad start. We gotta pick up the pace here a little bit, but quick little update on the housekeeping notes. Since I got verified on Instagram, I can confirm zero results for throwing out the burners in the DMs. Nobody has responded. Nobody's really gotten back to me. Like, so apparently it doesn't matter if you're verified.
With girls or with people trying to get on the pod? Like
the podcast. Yeah, I messaged Markstrom. I messaged Robin Leonard again. He keeps reading my messages and never replies. Demko. It's a tough look. If you look at our guest this week is laughing. If you look at the conversation between me and Robin Leonard, it's just message after message after message from me.
That is
and
tough.
Just scene.
Hey, you don't quit. You don't quit at halftime. So that's pretty. That's honorable right there.
Listen, I'll tell you this right now. Okay, I've won a lot of radio contests in my time. Free tickets, you know, free pizzas, free gift cards, and why? Because I'm relentless. I do not get off the line, and we keep going. We keep going after halftime.
That's right.
You know, better days ahead.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work with girls either. Like they don't really care about the check mark. But like people say it does. Like if you slide in the DMs with the check mark, it helps out. If you have a big following, it might help. Like a six-figure following, I guess you could say.
I'll be dead honest. There's a couple of females that I've talked to over the past 3, 4, 5 years who have all of a sudden creeped back into my DMs. They're like, oh, I have a nice blue check mark. I didn't know you were, you know?
Really?
It's a true story. Yeah.
Maybe. Actually, you know what? As I'm saying it, when I got the check mark, I was midway into like a 4-year relationship. So I wasn't sliding in DMs anyways. So maybe I'm just talking out of my ass.
I'm not either. I'm not either, but the problem is you only have like two people in all of Winnipeg that are verified, me and a DJ.
Yeah, talking out of my ass. Maybe it does help some people. Maybe I'm just not fucking cool enough yet.
Yeah.
Trav. Well, thank you for starting it that way.
Sorry, buddy.
Anyways, carry on. Carry on to your housekeeping notes.
Yes, we got a viewer of the week, Johnny. He wanted to message me this week and say that, hey, love the podcast. Just letting you know on our craft dinner talk from last week. I made craft dinner with hot dog water. Like he boiled hot dogs in like a pot. And then he used that water to make craft dinner because he didn't feel like putting in new water. So shout out to you, Johnny. I don't know if that was... He said it was a mistake. It sounds actually not a terrible idea.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're lazy late at night, 3 a.m. Somebody, Robert Benotti said, can you talk about Henrik Lundqvist's retirement and his hair? You ever seen his hair in person? Pat, or to our guest this week, who we'll intro in a sec?
I've never met Henrik Lundqvist, so no. Have you stalked him as well, Trav?
Yes, you know, I've met him. I've posted accidentally. A picture of him.
Did you accidentally run into him as well?
Accidentally on purpose. Yeah. Dude, his hair is so much better in person than on TV, Henrik. I'm telling you.
What a coincidence.
Didn't expect to see you here in this elevator all alone with me. This is so incredibly coincidental.
Who's the guy? Who did you follow in the bathroom? Was that Enroth?
That was Enroth, yeah. It was Joey.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're known for it, man. But his hair is luscious, his flow.
Oh, my God. It's so silky, dude. It looks so... I wanted to, like, ask if I could touch it, but, like, I didn't want to be a weirdo. Boy,
feathered
so.
And lethal. Well, that would have... You should have asked him, man. I'm sure he wouldn't have cared.
Hey, man, I don't want a picture or an autograph. Can I just, like, touch your hair?
Can I touch your hair? That would be something. You just walk up to him, like, don't say anything. Be like, hey, Henrik, can I touch your hair? I'm sure he wouldn't think you're a creep at all.
You've seen the movie Blades of Glory, right? The stalker guy for Jimmy McElroy?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was picturing.
Yeah, when he's like, Jimmy, I just want to, like, take off your skin and, like, wear it to my birthday party coming up. Like, I'm you. Yes. Like, what a creep.
Yes.
Yeah, that's our housekeeping notes. We got an exciting episode on the podcast today. We got a guest, first ever returning guest on the podcast. That's first. It took us 21 weeks.
Something
I mean,
like
mostly because nobody else wants to come back on, but...
One and done. He was our first guest too, wasn't he?
Yes. Episode
so now we'll just
two,
keep we'll just keep guest. Going back to the same guests over and over again. Just keep checking.
Yeah,
in.
We'll recycle.
Yeah. And we're back. Shout out to Anchor. If you want to start a podcast, you know where to go. Yeah.
Returning guest from episode two, Kaz Murkowski-Sewell. Welcome back to the programming.
Thank you. Thank you. I didn't even realize that was the first one. And maybe I should have done what Leonard did. Just not answer.
Well, you know what? Actually, Dale Weiss does want to come on next month. He's also
Dale's are reoccurring as well.
Yeah, God. I was talking to Dale the other day. He's kind of in the same boat as me. He's like, "Fuck, Trav, I hate this place. I'm living at this place is a dump. You know, they didn't get me this. They didn't give me that." I'm like, "Huh?
Where is he?
This
at?
Is a reoccurring. He's somewhere. I think 3 hours north of Stockholm. He's a couple hours away.
So is he playing? He's playing again."
He's playing in the Swedish League. Yeah, his wife and his kids, I believe, are still at home, so that might be kind of playing a little bit on him. But
yeah, but
it's tough, man. Yeah. It's tough. Just out of curiosity, Kazmir, you've been there. How long have you been in Sweden for? About 3 weeks, 4 weeks now?
Yeah, I think 3 weeks now. Almost a month, I guess, coming up here in a couple of days.
Yeah. Do you feel like not having your kid and your wife around, like not having family is kind of playing a little bit on you mentally? Kind of tough?
No, not yet. I mean, I think they left about 2 weeks ago now. And to be honest, we've been pretty busy with, we were on the road the first week and then, came back and, you know, then we had our first Champions League games this weekend. So it's been pretty busy. And now we go on the road for Champions League this next week. So, it's been pretty busy in that sense, and I think they're holding up pretty well back home in Nashville, so it hasn't been any issues so far.
Yeah, so not having a lot of extra free time is kind of helping you out a bit in that sense.
Yeah, it's been nice to kind of watch something else than Disney Plus at home. So do my own stuff, catch up on editing and all that kind of stuff, since it's fun to be filming here.
Yeah, it's nice to have some me time every now and then, eh?
It's 2.5 years coming, so.
That's unreal. Has it been nice filming, like, with the team again? Because, like, summer, since when I've started doing it, you just kind of get, like, views go down a little. You kind of get bored of filming yourself in the summer, and it's like, all right, I'm not really doing anything. Does it feel good to be back with, like, you can title it, you know, like, back with the pro hockey team, like, filming at the rink, because like the story films itself pretty much. You just follow your day as simple as possible.
Yeah, exactly. Like during the summer, it's kind of pretty, like I felt sometimes it's forced.
Yeah,
come up with something to film just to put up an episode. But it's been fun here, and you know, I've been waiting for, you know, I was excited to play hockey, and then I also, like, when I signed, I was excited to, like, come here and film as well, and it's been been a lot of fun, especially with the games. I didn't even realize like how much of log time that is, just one game and putting up the highlights and talking about the game. So that's been fun, and just feeling like we talked last time, I think just being comfortable with filming, like I'm a little bit more comfortable. Like I think a lot of the guys already knew that some YouTubers coming. So. I'm still hiding the camera, but with some people, some guys who have come up to me and asked about it, then I kind of know, okay, like they know about it, and it's been positive. Like everybody's just like excited to find out about it, I guess, and like why, and just like just curious about it. So and obviously it's been taking off here in Sweden pretty well as well. So it's been fun to document it as well. And like I said, like family's been gone for 2 weeks, and they kind of get to live wildlife that way as well back home.
I'm gonna have that experience soon with a new team going in as a YouTuber going into a new team. So I'm gonna be curious to see like who already knows or who's kind of like, what the heck? And there's such a stigma, I feel like, with the like YouTuber, because of a lot of the famous ones being super like, I don't even know what the word is. A lot of them are cringy, I guess, just being like super extra, and there's a stigma there. So it'll be interesting.
It's definitely giving me like, I'm very uncomfortable when I like even think about like coaches or staff like even knowing anything about YouTube.
Right.
So, that's definitely an obstacle that, I mean, once you've, I mean, you've been doing it for a long time, and but hockey's hockey, and you know, new teams always a new team with that kind of stuff.
Oh, so. Yeah.
It's pretty uncomfortable.
Speaking of YouTubers, last night, did you guys catch the Jake Paul, Tyron Woodley boxing match? Well, it was early your time. It was last night for me. It was like 5 a.m. your time.
Yeah, Trav, I just saw the result afterwards.
Just the result. Trav, were you streaming illegally?
Oh, dude. I texted Pat last night at around midnight. I was like, I'm going to be FaceTiming you at 2 a.m., okay? And I want to FaceTime you so I can get the stream, because I'm having a very hard time finding somewhere in Sweden where I could get the stream from. And Pat says, I'm going to be out and about with a lady friend. I'm like, hold on. Was that opportunity.
Hold on. You said, can I FaceTime you? And I was like, yeah, if I'm home chilling, I'll FaceTime you. And then you texted me and you said that you weren't staying up. Eh?
Well, I decided to give up because it was going to be 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And I figured you were going to be with your lady. I was like, the odds are against me here.
So after you said that, then I was like, oh, I have no obligation to be anywhere watching. So then I, you know, made moves. I executed the plan. and I watched on the phone.
4 a.m. rolls around. I woke up because I still haven't gotten used to the time change. And I'm like, well, the fight's taking place in about 20 minutes. I might as well try to find a stream. So I'm going through YouTube. I'm trying to find a stream. I ended up finding an Instagram live stream to watch the full fight. It didn't get banned. I watched the full fight on Instagram live stream. So I saved $60 or whatever. But watched the full fight, and Pat and I were texting after every round. Did you see that punch? Did you see that? What'd you think? Who won that one?
So yeah, that was.
We were both off on our predictions, like bad.
My initial prediction was that like Jake Paul would probably outbox him a little because Tyron's trigger shy, but I thought Tyron would catch him and finish him. He did catch him, but didn't finish him. That was the highlight. Hit him hard once, and the ropes kept Jake up. I think Woodley was more active, he would have won. Like Jake just threw more punches. Like, well, he wasn't even necessarily hitting him, but it was just like he was throwing more punches, and they're gonna look at activity. So, but yeah. nothing.
You know what? As somebody who's like not really knowledgeable when it comes to like UFC fighting and like boxing and all that kind of stuff, I noticed as the fight went on, I thought, it doesn't seem like he's trying to wait for that perfect opportunity.
Yeah.
And I thought that like maybe I was crazy for thinking that, because like why would you? And then like Michael Bisping on his YouTube page and his Instagram, he was going off about how, you know, Woodley was just waiting around trying to find the perfect, you know, knockout. It's like, just hit him, you know, just work with that. And I was like, okay, so maybe I wasn't the only one seeing that.
No, that's Woodley's biggest problem. Like that's every time he's lost, it's been that. Even in his wins, he's just trigger shy and waits and waits, and then he'll throw this huge right hand. And when it's UFC or a four-ounce glove, he hits him and drops him. He can just jump on him. You know, it only takes the one because he'll just jump on him and finish him. Boxing, it's tougher to just wait for that perfect punch when it's all, you know, all it is. So, yeah, that's a thing he does. It was pretty pissed. I think a lot of people were let down that he couldn't – that he didn't finish him. But, hey, whatever. The movie goes on. The storyline goes on with Jake Paul. He's going to keep this boxing thing up until someone can finish him. But it's super entertaining. I'm very invested in it.
Think he's going to get the tattoo or no?
No. I don't think Jake's going to rematch him either. So I don't think he'll get the tattoo. No.
Really? Yeah. He seems pretty keen on getting that tattoo on a rematch.
Yeah, because he wants the rematch because he knows he could have won. Like, Jake started getting tired. He, of course, he wants the rematch. But I don't think Jake will give it to him because why would he? Like,
so he gets the tattoo.
He edged it out. Like, Jake edged out the win. So now why would he, for his marketing purpose, like, why would he do it? It's just a risk that it's not really willing to take. Like, he already has it on his, checks it off his bucket list, you know? W over Woodley. Yeah. There's no reason for him to risk it again.
Wasn't that one of the top pay-per-view events of all time?
I don't know. They'll release the numbers, I think, in the next couple of days. Did you hear a number?
They are saying that they did more, like significantly more numbers for this one being in Jake Paul's hometown of Cleveland than McGregor's fight that he had in Dublin, Ireland a couple of years ago. I can't remember who he was fighting, but like that's some big numbers if that is true. I know Dana White's not a fan of the numbers. He thinks that they're pulling them out of their ass, but it's impressive nonetheless.
They weren't released yet, but when did McGregor fight in Ireland though?
Probably about 3 or 4 years ago.
Well, let me see what fight that was.
I think it was before his wife's first pregnancy when he took that big stint off, I believe.
It was in 2014. It was It was a UFC fight night. It was way before McGregor was who he is.
Okay.
So he wasn't that same like star power quite yet. So it's different.
Speaking of star power, we got a couple issues on hand. We're going to try to crack the nut here. And we're going to try to do something that's never been done before in the hockey community and on this podcast. We're going to solve a potential issue. What do you think, Pat? How does that sound?
I love it. Because we can squash squash the beef. Beef squash.
Squash the beef. But first, we got to tell you about today's sponsor for the podcast, the folks at Manscaped. Falls in the air. Back to school season in the air. Guess what you don't want to be doing? Carving your pumpkin incorrectly.
Carving your pumpkin incorrectly. No, that would be a terrible, terrible thing. You don't want to start chopping with the knife. Next thing you know, you put the eyes in the wrong area. Chop the one in the mouth. Then the seeds just start spraying everywhere out of the pumpkin. No, you don't want to do that. You want to get the Manscaped lawnmower and have a nice, gentle, smooth carving of your pumpkins. Trav is pretty well known for a smooth pumpkin carving, aren't you, Trav?
Yes, I actually won a competition back in grade 7 for my pumpkin carving abilities. Now, granted, my best days are behind me in that sense, but let me tell you what's not behind me is a bad pumpkin carving on my crotch area. It's because of the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. As always, you need to go manscaped.com. You use the promo code BISCUIT. I made a mistake last week. I didn't even catch it. The promo code is not BISCUIT69 anymore because they don't want us using that. It's BISCUIT, BIZKIT. Pick up a lawnmower. Pick up some awesome stuff. And have your back to school and your pumpkin spice season feeling fresh, feeling lighter with a freshly shaved crotch, back, ass, neck, whatever you got to shave.
The best in the business. Get her done. Hell yeah.
Absolutely. Thanks to Manscaped for sponsoring the podcast. As always, you guys are great. Love you, Dom. Anyway, shall we get into the main topic?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So, for those that have been listening to the podcast for a couple weeks, a little bit of an issue that I brought up personally. And this is my issue. This isn't Pat's issue. And I want to start off by saying this is just on a YouTube creative basis. This has nothing to do with Casimir being, you know, as a professional. We're separating the two entities, right? As a professional, I respect the hell out of what he's doing, and I admire any professional athlete out there because I have an understanding of like what's going on, so that's not the issue. The issue that I have personally is that it has come into my hands information that you're charging for podcast appearances or different, you know, appearances within the community. But the issue that I have the most about that is, and Pat and I were just talking about this before we started up the podcast for today, is that like Pat and I are broke, right? Like this is what we do for money, right? And not to take away from the point, but like anytime somebody wants us to do an appearance, like within the community or help out, it's like, well, you've allowed us to make a couple bucks, so like we don't got to work at Whole Foods or work at the local beer store on the weekends. Like we can play hockey, make some videos, make a couple bucks, and stay afloat. And we feel like we're, at least for me, I think Pat's on the same page, but like we're indebted to you as a member of the community. Thank you for supporting us. I'll hop on for an hour or two. I'll do whatever I can to help you out. But when you're making some good money, dog, like I would happily take a pay cut that you got, for, what you're doing with hockey. Like both, whether we're talking about in the American League and the SHL or in the NHL, like you're making some good coin. Just the idea of charging for a podcast appearance when I'd like to think that you're set for a while financially. It just doesn't sit right, especially like when it's within the community. I was curious if you want to touch on that, because I have no idea what your side of the story is. I just see this in the community. Information comes to me and I kind of roll with it and we kind of go from there.
Yeah, I mean, there's
and you can absolutely dish it back if you want to.
There's a more to the appearance and just hopping on the call. What's on the included of me hopping on. Obviously, it's different too when it's a season and I'm at the rink all day and or I'm traveling and then coming home and trying to tell the family that I'm disappearing for an hour or two, like you said. And to be honest, like I wouldn't have time to do all the requests that I get, obviously, like doing YouTube and all the stuff on social media. I feel like I'm one of the targets, and I don't know, maybe a lot of the other players too have a lot of requests on their inboxes and emails, but I just think it's a let me try to find a word here.
I think what I'm hearing is that it's like if you want to give up your time away from your family or hockey, that you want it to be profitable. You're like, okay, I'm not gonna waste my time here or give my time unless I'm getting something in return. It's seemingly what I'm getting from what you're saying. Is that off or?
Yeah, and like I said, there's more involved on the deal than just me coming on and talking. And then yeah, like it's a trade off for hour or two of my time and putting into getting some new diapers and baby food.
I feel.
Yeah, and like I said, like I don't want to leave anyone on red either. And like if someone wants to like that come on, there's a way to get me on. Like not just like leaving it in the inbox, but like I said, there's been a lot, and I don't want to feel obligated to stretch myself during the season to go and do every single request that I get, so I think it's just a fair way to like give an opportunity to get me on, and obviously like I said, it's more than just hopping on and talking. There's more benefits to it, but that's also always just talked with the whatever platform and whatever show, and obviously wouldn't be fair to those platforms that have that I've had a deal with in the past to start doing.
So when it's like with a more established, say like Instagram platform that has a podcast, there's, it's almost like a sponsorship kind of deal, is what you're saying? Like, you would then, I don't know, do more, like an appearance or something, and do, there's more to it than just going on the podcast rather than just like,
yeah, yeah. I want to make it worth their while for sure. So that's like a, you know, like for them to like reserve my time and, you know, reserve my platforms, you know, and make a, make an appearance out of it, you know?
So are you thinking, and I think the word you're looking for more so is like justification. Like, you want to justify the sacrifice of your time, for like what you're doing. Like, you have things on a day-to-day basis that, like you said, they take time. Like, you're a professional athlete, what, 8-10 hours out of the day. You got a family, you got a wife, you got a kid, you got a life, you got all the other adulting stuff you got to take care of, and your time is valuable. Mm-hmm. The one point that somebody left a comment, and Pat, maybe you remember who it was, and they made a very good point the other week, was that the reason why maybe you're doing it is to kind of separate, like, the, you know, the boys from the men, shall we say, right? Like, like those high school kids that you were talking about last week, Pat, that have like three people mm-hmm. listening to their podcast, and it's all family members, you know, like those are the ones that maybe, you know, stay clear of. If you're charging a price tag, the guys that are actually doing a, you know, a weekly podcast, whatever, maybe like us, or even people that are actually big, they'd be willing to pay that price, and you separate right out of the gate the big dogs from the small dogs, shall we say. Would that be pretty accurate, or am I missing something there?
Yeah, like, obviously anyone can, you know, like, slide into someone's DMs and, like, you know.
Yeah. Trap slides.
Yeah. Do a lot of it.
Get hour of someone's time. I'm trying to say this, like, mm-hmm. Like, without coming off wrong.
Yeah, and, yeah. I got you.
Sounding like an idiot, but...
like, your time's valuable, you're a busy guy, and you want you want something for your time, because time's hard to come by. Time's that one asset you can't buy more of.
Yeah, you don't have accurate? You can't buy more time.
If they want me, there's a way they can get me, you know.
I think you make a good point. I mean, like, we, especially you know, you were in the highest level as an athlete, a pro athlete in the highest level. Super busy life. You have a family, you have kids. And then all of the video editing that you do, whatever, super busy life. You know, for me, I don't have a family or whatever, but I relate to the busyness of doing videos, you know, like whether you're filming, editing, you're doing a podcast, you know, whatever we're doing, there's a lot, and it gets stressful and overwhelming. So it's, for me, when I come across a lot of, say, like, I don't get as, probably not as many as you, but I'm like seeing like a kid DM me like, oh, wanna hop on the podcast, and I'll either just not, like, I'll not open it, or if I'm having like a moment where I'm like, hey, I have a minute, like, I finish everything for the week, like, yeah, I'll hop on your podcast, like, whatever. And it's just kind of like when I find my free time, that's when I do it. So I do relate to that, where it's like, I'm probably not going to acknowledge it unless I have that moment. Cause it's, again, it's like, I'm not going to give up my time where I'm editing or doing something with my family, maybe, you know, just to go on someone's podcast. It's kind of like in the moment I'm feeling, I'll hop on, why not? But I don't think I agree with the payment of like charging like a kid like that. And maybe, I don't know if you do for sure or not, like with a kid, and we don't have to agree on it,
Pat. If I could cut you off for just a quick second, I think what you're trying to say as well is that, like, you're not lining up like, hey, who wants to, you know, have me do an appearance? Yeah. I have all the free time in the world. It's, okay, you caught me at the right time. Yeah. I finished everything I'm doing for the week. I'm not skating. I'm not working out. I got a 6-hour window tonight where I'm just sitting around doing nothing. You want my time? I got nothing but time to give you for tonight. Yeah. Like, right time, right opportunity kind of deal. Is that correct?
Yeah, and then if I've never had a big podcast ask me to go on, say, like, the biggest in the hockey community would be like Spin Chicklets. Like, if they asked me, I'd make time for them. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I guess, depends on that, but we obviously don't have to agree. Like, I think you make good points of why you're saying, like, here, if I charge it, because I'm so busy with my life and job and family that it's a profitable for me to say, okay, let me take time away from that to do this. I understand the view. I mean, we don't have to agree on the payment part of it, but Do you charge, like, say if like a group of, I don't know, 16-year-olds, which is seemingly common, they'll slide in the DMs and be like, hey, we're starting a podcast, I don't know, me and my friends, blah, 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 can you hop on? Like, it's not, we don't get anything out of that, like, going on it, obviously. Do you say to them, like, hey, you know, X amount for my appearance? Same boat?
Yeah, I mean, all I know is, like, I'm not the only one doing it, and I think it's not just my decision. It comes from, like, my content, like, people and also agency, and it's kind of like from there. And I'm sure, like, you guys saw someone barking on my comments, and that's why you saw it, and, like, you know, but I'm not, like, the only one doing it. Like, you think Carey Price is doing every podcast he's asked to do? So, like, I'm not saying that I'm
not that was another
he doesn't even reply to my DMs. I wouldn't even know.
But that was another question we had, though, too, because we obviously know nothing about it. Like, is that a thing, like, that you say you're not the only one? Is that a thing that people, like, say in the NHL, like, because obviously there's a status there? Is that a, and you guys all have agents and whatever an agency, is that the trend that for you guys to go on a podcast that they have to pay for the appearance?
Oh, I'm sure it's different for everyone, but definitely there is something like that going on for sure. And but, like, you guys didn't charge me anything for this.
No,
like,
no.
It's not like every time thing. And, like, obviously there's like there's marketing aspect to it as well. And you know, I don't know what all the platforms and shows are that reach out to me, you know. I don't know if it's whose kid it is, like,
yeah, yeah.
Or like you guys or adults, or like someone put their kid to, like, ask me, or, like, you know, like, yeah, I mean, it's a tricky situation. But I mean, like, it all comes down to, like, I'm offering more than just the chat. And then obviously I'm not leaving people on in the inbox, so I'm willing to work with every show and, you know, make it work if that's how it is, and obviously make it worth my time, since, you know, got this hockey thing and a family as well.
Yeah, I mean, when you say you're providing more, like, what does that entail? So, like, say you get the, you know, the $150, you get you on, do your hour and a half, or whatever time, whatever requirements they may have. What's the extra stuff, out of curiosity?
Well, it's like anything, like for your collabs, you know, like, it's like a different thing for, you know, like, different, I mean, like, packages, I guess. Like, there can be, like, you would know, like, social media stuff, and, like, it comes marketing and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, obviously, time is pretty important, and taking an hour or 2 hours out of my day is, with the schedule that I have going on right now, is pretty big. But yeah, like, obviously, like I said, like, I want to make it, like, worthwhile for anyone who wants me to come on, and I'm always down to do stuff like that, obviously. And but yeah, I just figured someone was not happy about it, and you guys saw it. So, but I'm not the only one doing it. But
yeah, I will say, I was telling Pat about this last week. When so to fill people in, I made a little Instagram story. I think it was about a week and a half ago, and change or whatever. I was at a hockey shop, and I saw one of your pro return sticks from Toronto on sale or whatever, and it was on sale for $200, and I was talking to Pat, and I was thinking, I was like, you know what, if I post this and I don't tag him, I'll bet you I'll get a response, or we get him on the podcast. Did I not say that to you, Pat?
You did say that.
Yeah, it looked exactly what happened. Yeah.
Someone commented on my, like, YouTube video or something, like, you see what Trav's saying about you? I was like, no. Lee story, and that's when I saw it. And now I get it why you said 115.
Now, I want to be very, very, very clear about one thing here. For me, I'm not. I really hope it's not coming across like I'm trying to attack you, or you know, Pat's attacking you. For me, it was more so about like just to like talk about this kind of stuff. Like we can agree, we can disagree. Like there's a lot of things in the world that people disagree on, but the fundamental basis of we all play hockey, we all love hockey, we're creating the community. Like can we have a conversation about that? And the fact that you're even willing to, you know, DM me, face the music, and say, hey, well, you know what, I'll come on the podcast, let's talk about it. Yeah, we talked about a few specifics before, but the fact that you're willing to do that, I respect the shit out of that, man. And I want to say thank you for you know, having the balls to have a conversation about this stuff, because most people wouldn't do that. Actually, I don't know of anybody that would want to do this.
But man,
I mean, it's like I said, like it's and that was obviously during the season last year when we're traveling every other day, and you know, didn't get to see my family too much, and then long days at the rink, especially being in the taxi squad and every night being at the game, so there's literally not much free time. And then, you know, couldn't really justify telling my wife that, oh, I got this 2 hours now, and like she's stuck with the kid for another 2 hours, you know, like so I wanted to make something that, you know, makes it worthwhile for me and my family. And obviously, like, the brand new show or whatever podcast to get me on, you know, like I feel like I found that was like the perfect middle ground on that. And it's too bad if some people have a problem with that, but I mean, like I said, like I just don't have enough hours in my days and my weeks to fulfill everyone's requests.
Yeah, I think it's similar to like the way Cameo is, like the concept of Cameo. Like Trav, you've spoken about Cameo too and how it's not ideal. Like, why would you make them pay for like a little birthday shout out? And then I kind of think of like why Cameo is, like, these guys don't need money, but they also don't have any time. So it's like, okay, if I'm going to give someone a birthday shout out, how about they pay me $10 and I'll do it or whatever. Like, that's kind of the same concept.
Yeah. I'm actually glad that you brought up Cameo, because there's like, you can look at some NFL guys who charge $400 or $500 for like, and they can do a 30-second quick cameo. You know, like, you can't tell me that's like, you know.
No, it's common. I think it is common. A lot of, now, like, with Cameo, there's a lot of like wealthy, wealthy, famous people on Cameo doing it, whether it's an athlete or just a celebrity. I think it's just it becomes just a personal, like, okay, do I think I should charge people for that? Or like, do I even do it? It's either you do it or you don't at all, I feel like, in a way, because how would you pick and choose as, like, I don't know, their status of a famous person, how would you pick and choose who you're giving a shout out to and not? You know, it becomes tricky at when you start getting to a certain level, I guess.
What I was going to add to my last, what I was talking about, is that obviously now I'm here in Sweden, like, by myself, and who knows, an off day, I might have a lot of time. But then again, I want to make sure that I'm taking care of my body first. I'm ready to go for practices and games. I with the time difference, I'm on the same page with my family, and then do any other stuff that I need to do for myself. And, you know, like the YouTube stuff or whatever hobbies I need to give me balance in my home, my life. And then, like, you know, if I have extra time, like, who knows, like,
yeah,
I might want to hop on some podcasts, you know? So
we were also talking too about what, like obviously you have a salary with hockey where you made solid money. Is your, like, in a smaller form, like Gronk, as a big, like, the biggest example, obviously makes tons of millions playing football, but hasn't touched his money yet. Like, he spends all his sponsorship money during the year, and he's just spanking his playing money. Like, is that also, like, with you doing YouTube, is that kind of a similar mindset that you have, that you want to, you know, make as much with your YouTube so you can kind of bank and sponsors and so you can bank your playing money for later in life?
I don't think people understand what COVID did for minor league players.
Yeah.
I'm not there now, but like we didn't get paid for a year and a half. And then obviously free agency, like teams were saying, like, you know, we don't have the money right now. Like we don't know what's going to happen. And then when, like, I feel bad for the guys who played in the AHL last year, the guys with families, because they took like a half 50% pay cut too. They were forced to take it. So the guys, first of all, didn't get paid for a year and a half, negotiated bad contracts because of COVID, and then got 50% taken out of that. So, to be honest, like, I'm glad I started YouTube because it definitely helped us out during that time. And you know, like Daxi Squad guys and the guys in the AHL, like they're not millionaires. Like a lot of people don't understand that. Like, so yeah, like obviously all that extra stuff is like I can't work anywhere in the US like during the pandemic. Like,
right,
I only have a Finnish passport and I'm like my hands were tied, like what I can do. And so I was lucky enough that I had the YouTube going, and it definitely made a big difference on that, you know, during that time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think dude,
hits home.
Oh, no, sorry, go ahead, Pat. Go ahead.
I was saying, I think that response there kind of would hit home for a lot of people. Because, like, it was definitely a weird, weird year. I mean, personally, me, I had to take the full year off, was going to have my first pro year and had to take it off. So I relate to that pay cut in an extreme extent. But
like, I was definitely, like, grateful to be playing hockey. Like, don't get me wrong on there. And, like, you know, like, I would do it free if I could, but obviously there's life outside of at the rink. So, it was a tough year for a lot of minor league families for sure. And, hopefully things are getting better and, you know, we can play consistently and, you know, guys can get paid what they deserve.
Would you agree with the point that, and I'm really glad you brought up the COVID pay. I didn't want to bring up anything COVID related because I know we talked about it that like months ago. But would you say that like COVID killing salaries and like guys like in your boat or your neck of the woods getting like a half cut, or even guys like Pat where it's like you're not even going to get a contract, you can just sit at home because we don't have a team because we can't afford to operate for the season. Has it kind of made you reflect a little bit more on just like the, I don't want to say the shortness of your career, but like as a professional athlete, where like that is your primary thing, the shelf life is short. You never know what's going to happen, whether it be the pandemic goes on, another pandemic happens, you get a career-ending injury, all these things can happen. Where, well, what do? You're a hockey player. You can't go to an accounting firm and be like, I want a job as an accountant. Well, all you've done is play pro hockey for the last 10 years. Like that doesn't work. Sorry. Like is that the mindset?
Yeah, it's. Like it's a job and like that's my family's income, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's the only education I have is playing hockey too. Like obviously you know, it's a privilege to be playing hockey, and you know, like I said, like it's not a job, and very fortunate to be in my position. But obviously, like, you have to live somewhere, you have to buy food, like, all these things, like, you have to raise a family, like, it all plays a part to it. And obviously, like, nobody in any job would want to leave money on the table, so.
But, like, you're thinking more long-term, like, obviously, like, your career span is going to be short enough compared to, like, somebody who works 20, 30, 40 years at a certain place. Like, you're not going to be playing 40 years of pro hockey unless you're, like, Gordie Howe or Chris Chelios, which are, you know, the outliers, obviously. But, like, you're thinking more, like, life after hockey. Would that be fair?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like I don't know what life after hockey is going to bring. And obviously my goal is still to go back and play in the NHL full time and, you know, enjoy that life and reach a lifelong goal and obviously get the benefits that that brings. So yeah, I mean, it's like, even for my wife, like she's had to, right after college, like she had to pack up her life and move to Canada. And like, you know, it's been, hockey has been both of ours kind of like I said, like main source of income. And yeah, like it's our occupation, even though like we love doing it, it's a game, but it's still our occupation and job.
I guess, like, Pat and I are in such different boats, too, because, like, we don't, obviously, like, we don't have a wife, we don't have, you know, a kid or anything kind of holding us down at this point in time, you know?
Just us, currently. Just us.
And this podcast.
Yeah. Oh. But, I mean, the grind of life, man. I mean, I'm always looking for, like, trying to think of creative ways to bring more income in with, like, the YouTube. Like, I was even thinking about doing selling like workouts through like exclusive, like giving access to like workout plans through exclusive content or something, like just looking for different ways to like get more income but also give back. It's tricky.
Why shouldn't hockey players be able to do that?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You think Jake Paul is not trying to hustle at all the time with different things?
Jake, no, and he's no, he does, and he keeps. Well, actually, I actually said that when we were talking prior to the podcast about that. I was like, well, like Logan Paul and Jake Paul do exclusive content and still selling merch, even though they have crazy amounts of money, and you know, they want more money for long term wealth, whatever their goals are, you know. But yeah, I mean, everyone's looking for different ways to make money. I guess it's just part of life.
This is my time to and play hockey and my career, and obviously look out for my family's future as well.
It's a good motive. It's good. It's a good reason.
You gotta pay the bills. Somebody's gotta pay the bills, right? You know, groceries ain't paying for themselves and walking themselves into your fridge. Like, you gotta go and get them. You gotta buy them. You gotta bring them home.
And tofu ain't free.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was one thing I wanted to get into if we had the time, okay? So I told Pat...
Otherwise, I'd have to charge you $150.
Oh, man, there's some money in the PayPal account, man. That request will be denied. slangonthebiscuit@gmail.com, zero funds, denied request. Quick one for you, though. So I've been trying to do the whole plant-based thing. I'm on day 6 of being full plant-based. With the exception of cheese, I'm sorry. That's like nails on a chalkboard for you. I'm sorry, but like, what do you eat on a daily basis that like really gets you excited about plant based food? Because I'm basically living off like you know, oatmeal, tofu breakfast quesadillas, you know, veggie wraps, stuff like that. The last couple of days,
like, I don't know. It's been like a year and a half now, so it's just normal for me. And to be honest, like our chef here in Lexington has been unbelievable, and like. Any day we have lunch at the rink, I'm like really looking forward to see what he's made, and it's been awesome. Like, he cooks all kinds of different meats, like from scratch, like soy based or whatever, and all the sauces he makes vegan. So yeah, obviously I'm trying to remember kind of the foods that my wife cooked now that she's gone, and like remake those at home. But yeah, it's just like, I feel like I cook the same way as I did 3-4 years ago, but I just substitute the things like ground beef or like soy based, you know, like Beyond ground beef, and just switch out the cheese to the plant based cheese. And so nothing like rocket science and anything like that. And it was actually good, like just dropped on my vlog today, that I did get a blood test here in Lexington, and I have no deficiencies on any vitamins or any minerals or anything like that. So I get everything I need from my diet. So, that was I feel that way, but it was kind of just good to get the numbers in too.
You have a favorite dish that the chef makes plant-based for you?
Oh, what did he, he's made a couple like different kind of burritos. Like he had like a, almost like a pulled pork, fried burrito. Sounds a little weird, but, that was unreal. And yeah, like all the sauces he makes, like different vegan sour cream, and yeah, it's been pretty good food for sure.
Cool. It's exciting stuff. What do you think about that, Pat? You want to try one of those? A little jackfruit burrito?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I'm not in the vegan, vegetarian lifestyle currently. I don't know. I don't know if I ever will. I enjoy eating the shitty food too much. Maybe when I'm older, I can enjoy it now. And then I'll,
I was in your shoes a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
I was in your shoes a week and a half ago. I'm not feeling too bad. I'm kind of enjoying. I feel like I'm sleeping better. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Man, yeah.
People say there's so many benefits.
Pat, do you want to cap us off a little spoiler for the vlog for yourself, and then we'll cap off the episode?
Oh yeah. Well, for my subscribers listening, they're either this at the end of this week or it will be out next week. I'm doing a announcement video of where I'll be playing this upcoming season after having to take a year off because of COVID. So it's been a long year and a half. It's been almost a year and a half now. So and everyone keeps DMing me like and commenting like, "Hey, you know where you're playing now? So what's the deal? You gonna play in the NHL?" That's my favorite comment. "Hey, you gonna play in the NHL or what?" Like, yeah, let me just make a call and hop in the NHL. No, that's not how it works, guys. But I'll be announcing where I'm playing this upcoming season. So if you're a subscriber of mine, stay tuned.
You want to tell it early on the podcast? Podcast exclusive, baby.
Yeah, the podcast exclusive. I'll be in Worcester playing for the Railers this year. And that
Let's go.
Official as of two days ago. So
wow.
Starting
Congrats,
point.
Man. Thanks.
Yeah, I got to start the vlog and get the in-season vlogs back up. So.
You got a title idea for that, Kasmer? We were talking before the podcast. I was saying Life in the Cheddar is what you should call the series.
It's the life, pro hockey in the Ched.
You can't steal mine. Mine is Life in the SHL.
Life in SHL. Oh. I rolled with the life of a college hockey player in college. That worked then. I'll try a few different, see what works best. We'll see.
I do got one idea for you. You should title it Pro Hockey in the Swiss, and then people will start, like, and you've got to geographically tag Switzerland. People will think you're playing there, and then say, no, it's actually the Swiss cheese in the cheddar, and then you can kind of get a couple different demographics, a couple different audiences. That's my idea for that one.
That's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea.
It's a sharp idea. But we want to thank you for listening to the Sling on the Biscuit episode 23. We drop a new episode every Thursday, 8 a.m. Eastern, 5 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. if you're in Sweden. If you're in the Sweden area, 2 p.m. every Thursday. Kasmer Kaskasuo, thanks for helping on. Pat Shea, thanks for still being alive. Appreciate it. Congrats on the signing. And outro song, Limp Bizkit, rolling. We'll see you next week. Rolling, rolling. Hey, hey.